This is Dirk from Maverick Rugby. Get low and get ready to rock, because you're about to listen to Casually Lit.
Chris?
What's up?
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you're sending me a message with that intro.
No, that song's about the 9/11.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Now I feel bad. It was yellow card though, right?
It was.
Look at me. Look at me. I know my shit.
Wait, is that the entire song though? It's just everything's gonna be alright?
No. It's a lot of it, but not all of it.
If it's yellow card, there has to be about a girl and a boy somewhere in there missing, lost and sad. I do like yellow card though.
That's about the firefighters who didn't come back from 9/11, but
yeah. All right. Good start. Good fucking
good
start.
Good start.
Rest in peace, folks. Yeah, it is September 11th. It's crazy. I think it's crazy that it's been 17 years. Nope, 18 years.
18, yeah.
I'm like, holy.
Yeah.
And it feels like that thing was yesterday. We were in school.
Yep.
All of us.
Yep.
That was my first semester in college.
Was it?
Yeah.
So that means it was my senior year.
I was a sophomore.
The weirdest part was I was in government class. Coincidence. No, and then they wheeled TVs to everybody's classroom, so we could just sit there and watch them.
Jesus.
Even at Peaster.
I was an ag.
Ag?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be. So you got a bunch of angry people who said, let's go get them.
Yeah, basically.
Yep. It makes sense.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, it was crazy. Just thinking about it's crazy. It's not even fun to. And then I saw that the embassy in Afghanistan got attacked today. They said, missile. Got them.
Blow them up.
Kill those fuckers. Anyways, it sucks. It's kind of, where are you supposed to take this?
The world is a wonderful place.
You guys want to talk about a triple IPA that we're drinking? Thanks, America. Thanks, beer to go. Thanks, Governor Abbott, you fucking asshole. Anyways. So, yes, I did go get beer to go. I was super happy about it. I just noticed there's an exclusive beer to go badge on this. That's pretty funny.
Now you have to save that.
Yep, I do. So I can. It's a like a gym badge. I put it on my thing, and I go, yeah, I got to catch them all.
When you put your shelves everywhere, you just put that up there next to Spider-Man.
My first beer to go can. So I met up with my good friend Dirk and Alexa. Perhaps y'all have heard of them. Pretty cool people.
They're the best.
They are the best. But we went to Petticoat's, met them up there because I was going to buy some beer, and I did. I bought a lot of beer.
Yeah.
Broke.
How big was the line?
There wasn't any.
Really?
No, because this wasn't the first weekend.
Oh, true.
Actually, technically, there was still a line, but it wasn't bad. It took like 10 minutes. But I went there, bought me four packs. And
nice.
Then we said, hey, let's go over to community because I was after this. I thought they'd be out of this. I didn't think there was a chance in hell, but they still had plenty. And what we're drinking now is the Mosaic IPA, which you can get anywhere. But this is called Super Mosaic. We'll show y'all. Maybe we'll post a picture of it. But it was a small batch of basically triple mosaic, and that is what it is.
It is mosaic. Triply.
You can taste nothing but mosaic. It's like, hope you like mosaic. But yeah, we had to go up there and get this, and I know Dirk's got it too. I can't wait to get his thoughts. I think he said he liked it, but I want to get his detailed.
Liar. It doesn't have coffee or dark malt in it.
It is an IPA, a heavy-ass IPA. But anyways, yeah, so it's Super Mosaic from Community, and it is a triple Indian Pale Ale Mosaic, 12-point-something% here.
Damn.
12%.
Yep, 12%. Woo! She burn. She burns.
Okay, I thought you were going to say she bangs.
No. My Ricky Martin days have kind of left the building.
Yeah, well.
Until next tour, Mr. Martin. Until next tour. I miss him a lot, though. He's one of the best, but
he has a new album out.
Does he?
I'm not sure.
I'm getting my hopes up like that, dude. You shut me down.
Him and J-Lo. Evidently, J-Lo's the front runner for the halftime show this year.
Yep. Not sure.
Can't wait to hear Jenny from the Block.
Last year's was a big letdown for me.
Wasn't it a Maroon 5?
Yeah, there was no real guest or anything real cool. It was just kind of like, meh. I think Travis Scott came out, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
And I was like, I don't know who that guy is. I still only know him as the Kardashian fucker.
The Kardashian fucker.
That's yeah, but that's not like a unique nickname, though.
No, there's a lot of people that have that name. And I think he's the one married to Kylie. I only recently saw that she's posing in Playboy. So if you want to get excited about Googling some pictures, the second Kardashian to be in Playboy.
Mm.
But it's okay.
Who's the first one? Caitlyn?
I thought Kim was. Caitlyn Jenner?
Probably.
Was that a Caitlyn Jenner's? Is that what that was?
Equal opportunity. Get that big old dick in there.
I'm trying. I was like, there's so many questions and stuff we could go on there, but I'm trying to walk away. Yeah, so there's a new Blink-182 song out, and it is fucking awful. There's a lot of new songs out, and we kind of played through them all and decided none of them are worth talking about. There's new John Mayer, a new Korn again. The Korn album comes out next week or the week after that.
Hadn't come out already?
No, these are just the singles.
Is it all Korn, or is it... Does it lead you on like it's going to be a good song and then goes into Korn?
It was all Korn.
Okay.
It was pretty bad. Chris played a little bit of it through our headphones. I'm going to do a review of that album when it comes out, even though I don't want to, because I don't like it. I'm going to make myself listen to it and just see if one part where Jonathan says, fuck yeah, if I just feel it and I'm like, yeah, me too.
I'm so angry in this moment.
Yeah.
That's past.
Yep. Pretty much how it works. Although that Killswitch record still gives me goosebumps, so maybe that'll happen. Probably won't, but maybe that'll happen. I don't know.
So you're saying you like Killswitch more than Korn now?
Yeah, a lot more.
Son of a bitch.
That new Killswitch record is gold, man.
Hell yeah, it
non-stop.
Is.
Non-stop! There was something else on that list. Oh, yeah. I listened to a couple tracks of the Post Malone, just to throw that out there. It was terrible.
Yeah.
You guys like that. I know you do, but I don't.
I didn't know Karl Malone made an album.
Ah, it's not even fun to joke. That dude is like 22, has tattoos all over his face, and just goes, I'm outside. They do auto-tune, and he's done. That's crazy when you think about it.
And drinks a shit ton of Bud Light.
Well, I am Lord. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Does he drink Bud Light?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's in the commercials?
He always has a Bud Light with him.
Gross.
Every single video I've seen of him.
Gross, 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 gross. And that's bad because of the stadium sponsored by Miller.
Nice.
Son of a bitch.
Something is not right there. Not sure what it is. And I would know because I went to the game this weekend.
Well, that's right, you did.
Yep.
How was that?
It was terrible, Chris. You're making my post-traumatic stress syndrome kick back in.
Worst experience of my life.
Have you ever been to that stadium?
Yeah, it was... The Giants are now 3-1 when I'm in the building. That was my first loss as a fan in person.
Damn.
Yep.
But first opening day game.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. Because those are expensive ass tickets.
Yes, they are. They're stupid.
Yeah, it's like, well. Yeah, I got to go. And it sucked too because I got sucked into the hype and I was having a good time. And then, like, the Giants didn't even put up a fight. Made it boring.
Yeah, like after the...
I think I got
after the first quarter, it got a little rough.
I would have taken like a, you know, the last minute losses suck, but that's, to me, it's still more fun than 35-12.
Right.
It's like, oof. It's like, oh, defense. How do we do that, coach?
Yeah, when you're down by like 21 points, there's not much to cheer for. At least with a last minute loss, it's you've had fun throughout the entire game because it's been exciting.
Yeah, we actually left start of the fourth quarter because the heckler started. It's like, I ain't messing with this shit. All the way out the door. Oh, you pussy ass is leaving? It's like, damn. God damn, man.
Well, to be fair, they were only talking to Caitlin.
No, I would have punched him in the face. It's funny to me, because you'll respect this, but they're all yelling at me, and I'm like, 96, you stupid fucks. It's the last time you won anything. It's like, what are you yelling about? And this one guy just stared at me. He's like, oh, fight. It's like, okay. It's like, you're going to go to jail.
Right.
Because you're drunk. And then he didn't mess with me. And I was like, 96. Because that morning we wore our stuff to Costco. And the dude that's doing the Vitamix just starts talking shit out of nowhere. Like, we were walking by and he goes, you actually think you have a shot today? Not joking, not nice. And I was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, everybody does. It's football. It's exactly what I said. And then he started just mouthing. And I was like, oh, my God. And he goes, you want to put some money on it? And I was like,
wow. I'll never see you again. What are you talking about?
Nope. And then he kept going on and on. I was like, and I asked him, I was like, when's the last time Cowboys won anything? 96. And then he goes, yeah, but we own the division in your ass now. And I was like, 96. And then he got really mad. And the worst thing that he did, though, was he goes, see you later, New Jersey. And I just turn around and I go, the fucking Cowboys play in Arlington, you dipshit. You fucking dipshit.
They've never played in Dallas.
No. I was like, God, that's why I respect real Cowboys fans that will have banter like that. And I do. With Artemio and you and me and Cody will go at each other, but we also know football and we talk real talk.
Right.
Like Cody, you know, not like you're gonna get beat down. They'll be like, well, my corner's not healthy, blah, 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 blah.
Your punter sucks.
And that's what I told Cody when we did the draft, and he was like, what do you think? And I was like, we got a young secondary, you're probably gonna chew us up. Boop. There you go.
Yeah, they went after that rookie.
Yeah, there's three rookies. Yeah, we have three draft picks planned in the secondary.
Damn.
Yeah, so they're babies. And that's why they got picked on so hard. But they deserve it. Jenkins is the only one that's not. Like, the average age of our defense, I think it's 26 or 25.
Mm-hmm.
We're where y'all were 2 years ago.
Right.
So they'll grow, hopefully, and develop. If not, Cinnamon.
Yep.
Like
the
Texans. Get rid of that $34 million guy from one game.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, don't mess with that dude. But no, it was good. I love the stadium. It's fun. Most of the fans, until we were losing, most of the fans were really cool. So, and then once...
You mean until everyone got drunk?
Yep, well, I guess that's a good point, too. But yeah, once they started winning, everybody's like, hey, fuck you, man. You better keep your head down.
Gotta love that mob mentality.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah.
Because if they were anywhere else, they wouldn't say anything.
No.
Nope.
And I can't wait to go to...
I kind of want to wear a Giants hat. Just
see how many people talk to you.
Just to see if anyone's stupid enough.
Do it.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to fight over a football game. Not, like I said, if somebody touched Caitlin, they'd be dead. You I'd be on trial. You'd be doing a GoFundMe for my lawyer. Podcast, GoFundMe. But no. And then
guilty. He's a New York Giants fan.
But it also, like, Dexter, not Dexter Lawrence, DeMarcus Lawrence not signing that kid's autograph because he's wearing a Giants jersey. It's like, that's the attitude that you're putting out in your...
I think it's funny.
I wouldn't do that.
It's kind of a dick move.
Yep.
Well, parents kind of set him up to fail.
Yeah.
Well, they probably thought he wouldn't say no to the kid.
Right, exactly.
So they're like, hey, he won't say no. But whatever. These guys are all these athletes, they're crazy now. And then Odell Beckham got in trouble for wearing a $350,000 watch. Thank God he's not on the Giants.
Jesus Christ.
Yep. And they said, hey, don't wear that watch anymore. I don't want to make this about the watch. I'm wearing it next game.
Yeah. Why are y'all picking on me? God damn it. Just take off the watch.
Follow the rules and you won't get picked on. I promise. And then I laughed because I'd spent a lot of time in the NFL Reddits, and finally Cleveland was like, damn, this guy's a diva. And everybody was like, told ya.
It's like it's like the Raiders finding out AB's a crazy whack job.
Oh, God.
You just now found this out?
Oh, God. Yeah, there were people like, please take the watch off and play. We need to win a game. I felt more happy about Cleveland losing than I did anything. They got their asses stomped. It's like, ooh, Baker Mayfield, 3 picks. Ooh, you feel good now?
Take that, Swansea. Take your fandom to Ohio.
Yeah. There was this funny one of those memes, I guess it was, and it was a Pokemon thing, and it said, look, your Baker Mayfield is evolving into a Jay Cutler.
Oh, no.
It was the funniest thing I had ever seen. I was like...
So he became a Magikarp?
Yeah. Yep. Became Pick Machine Jay Cutler. He's got a 9 in interceptions.
Perfect.
Anyways, that was funny. Yeah, sorry, we're not trying to talk football, but it was...
Or Pokemon.
It was opening weekend. Anyways, what do you think of this? Oh, you already drank the Mosaic. What'd you think of it?
It was good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Would drink again?
Would drink again.
Go good with a steak or something, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I know how to pair beer with meat, but I think it would be something dark and heavy.
You can pair it with chicken now.
Yeah. That would not go well with any chicken.
This next one would go with chicken.
Yeah.
Whew. Or fish.
It's got to settle down for a second. That mosaic like hit me in the...
Well, the next one's definitely you not going to.
Still haven't got to participate in Beer to Go, have you?
Oh, this. I got this.
They were a... Whatever it's called.
A brew pub?
Yep.
Yeah.
You got to go to somewhere you could get it before and get it and be... You hold it above your head and say, I did it!
That's true.
But there's not really... I mean, besides like Division, but we could get growlers there in cans anyways.
Yeah, there's not a ton of like just production breweries.
No, Petacola's was like the, you know, the one
that
you always wanted.
Yeah, because all the ones that opened up initially were production breweries. And then after they found out that, hey, we can't sell anything, they started doing the brew pub licenses.
Yeah, mostly. Yeah, you're right. Because, Collective was brew pub. I wonder if Cowtown, they're brew pub. They're all brew pub. Martin House, I guess, you can finally buy from them, but... Oh, Friday they're doing that. Friday the 13th IPA. It's a 6% IPA. How can that be a scary ass IPA? That's all that. I was like, why is this?
Wait, is it 6.66 percent alcohol?
I did not check that. That's a good call, though.
It's got a pickle with a ghost costume on it.
God damn it.
They add hops to the pickle beer. Look what we did. We did it. Made a new beer. Hey, I poured some cereal in the mash. Look what I made. It's so good.
You love it. There's alcohol in it, so you'll still drink it.
It's so good. Hey, I took every little Debbie's cake they make and put it in this. What do you think? All of them.
This is my Funfetti beer. Hope you like it.
We just took the Imperial Texan and poured it in a bowl of candy corn.
Oh, just let it dissolve over 12 days.
Barrel aged it in... corn wheat barrels. Barrels. We put the cereal in the barrel, let it mold, poured it out, then put the beer in there. So now we got moldy cereal beer. It's good.
We got so much shit going on in this beer, you're gonna love it.
It tastes funky. It's supposed to.
It's
called funky IPA.
You may also die. We're not sure yet.
We call it risk taker IPA. Funky risk taker IPA. That's my impersonation of Cody, by the way, too. Nice. And I saw his stupid video.
The Toadies one?
Yep. I was like, ooh, Rubberneck Red's coming back. And I was like, yeah.
I forgot how long they've been doing this. And those guys are fucking old.
Yeah. The Toadies?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like
one of them has gray hair.
Yeah. Like I was like, holy fuck. How are you still doing this at all?
Hey, if Nikki Six can do it, anyone can. Not Nikki Six. What? Lars? No. The one of them's like dead when he's on stage. Like he can't even move. He just barely plays.
One of them's dead on stage.
He's got the brittle bone syndrome and all this other stuff.
Oh, yeah. That was the guy from
Motley Crue.
Yeah, Motley Crue.
Yeah. Nikki Six is not the one, though. I think Nikki Six is the bass player.
Yeah, he's the bass player.
Wow. Vince Neil, Tommy Lee Jones. I can't think of who the other one is. Wow.
He's not important.
No. And he's played by the dude that played scary-ass Ramsey.
Oh, really?
Yeah. In the stupid documentary. I
still haven't seen that.
Don't. Waste your time. Got Ramsey and fucking Machine Gun Kelly in it. Machine Gun Kelly plays Tommy Lee.
Mick Mars.
There he is. Yeah, he's got some disease. They say when he was on stage, it looked like he was dead. Oh, and Mick Jagger, too, if he can still go strong.
Yeah, and Mick Jagger and Keith.
Dylan's pushing 80. He's up there.
Keith
Nelson.
Richards.
Yeah, Keith Richards.
All these dudes, instead of like, they're like, hey, you can headline at 11. Like, fuck no, I'm playing at 4:30. Going to bed after that.
Be there or you'll miss me.
Yeah.
Right before the early bird special.
Oh my God. Sponsored by Luby's.
Yeah.
Willie Nelson's at Coachella at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Catch him 11:38,
and then we'll have a 6-hour break until we start the next band.
Gotta go to bed. I'm sleepy. That's funny. I could actually see that happening, though. That's what I would do. I was right thinking about that. I watched some stupid documentary about a band, and it was just talking about how when they grow up, they change their behavior on tour.
Because
before it's like go get drunk, do all this stuff, and now it's like get up about noon, go see all the sights and stuff, play the show, sleep on the bus, get up at noon, go check out the city, find new brunches. It's like, whoa!
Drink a lot of water.
So metal. You guys are so fucking metal. Like one of them, Phil from All the Remains he'll go into a town and just tweet, hey, someone who in this town has a gym that I can use, and he'll get to go tour the gym and work out. That's what he does.
Nice.
I was like, ha! Never thought of that. Using your fans.
Sorry, buddy. We only like Five Finger Death Punch around here.
I mean, he was singer for Five Finger Death Punch for 6 months.
Right.
That dude, he's been in Killswitch. And he's the worst singer ever. So, fuck you, Phil. Fuck you. I'm such a dick.
What do you think of this one?
Haven't tried it yet. Tell us what it is, sir.
So, I finally got to go to Turning Point. I know that's kind of... I don't know.
Holy.
Yeah. So
going from a Mosaic, like a real old school IPA, to this is like.
It's very juicy.
Whew. That's like night and day.
Mm-hmm. This is called a Fish Barrel Shoot Shop.
Fish Barrel Shoot Shop?
Yep. It's a triple IPA with Galaxy, Sabro, and Vic's Secret. It's a 10.5 triple IPA. Pretty good.
It's a really good. I like it a lot. I mean, I do like the, whatever it's called, the juicy IPAs, just apparently not after a, apparently not after a American IPA. What would you even call Mosaic?
I don't know. American IPA, I guess.
American old school ass IPA. I do love me some old school ass IPAs. Anyways, it's pretty good. Yeah, I really like this. So you got to check out the place. Small, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Good people.
Yeah, everyone was super nice for that 15 minutes I was in there.
Yeah.
Where is Turning Point?
Bedford.
Oh, nice.
Bedford Tejas. It's by a laundromat. If you think you've, if you're at a laundromat and you're like, there's no way I could be there, turn around because you are.
This IPA tastes like soap.
That's cilantro.
That's a special from Martin House. It's called Detergent IPA. We should start doing mock. Dude, I wish I had artistic talent because I would do that. I would do like a mock-up of one of their cans with detergent on it and be like, hey, check this out.
Just call it Max Gaines. That's our laundry, laundry IPA.
Ah, okay. I thought you were going with protein. Max Gaines, you know. I was like, get a weightlifter on there. It's our protein pale ale. It's got packed with protein powder.
This is Roll Tide. Enjoy our laundry IPA.
There you go. Oh, God. Hope there's a lot of Alabama fans out there because they win. Are they who's number one in college football right now? I know it's not Texas.
Clemson, I believe.
Oh. It's always Oregon, Clemson, and Alabama, and whoever else. Same shit.
Texas Tech are always the national champions.
Division two, maybe, or... Yeah, college football is so ass backwards, man. I don't even... So sad. It's too unbalanced.
Weird.
It's a weird thing.
Like they need not nearly as unbalanced as women's basketball.
Yep, it's Clemson.
Is women's is that bad this year or something?
Oh my God! So no, if you ever watch their tournament, like the top four teams have a shot.
Yeah.
Everyone else is going to get destroyed. Like the top, the 10th ranked team will play the number 2 ranked team and we'll lose by 30. Damn. It is ridiculous.
And professional WNBA?
No. College. Oh. Yeah.
Well, that's because it's all that. What's that stupid school? Damn it, Georgia. No, the one that went undefeated for 7 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Reggie Miller was trying to get Kobe Bryant's daughter to go somewhere else and he was like, she's going to UConn, dude. Going to UConn. So apparently Kobe Bryant's daughter's going to UConn.
Nice.
He has 4 daughters, no sons.
That's probably better for the world.
At that point, Kobe. Oh God. At that point, Kobe, go to a doctor and get him to do that stuff they can do where you make a boy. They right. can control that.
That's true.
I think they can, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gattaca.
Bam. That would suck, dude. Keep trying for a boy and have 5 girls and be like, kill me.
I mean, it's not like you can't afford to just keep having them pop out, right?
Yeah,
I mean, Dwight Howard has like 30 kids, so what's another one?
Yeah, might as well. So I'd be like, well, honey, look, you've had 5 kids. It's time for you to relax. I'm just going to go bang all these other people. see if we can't get a boy. You take it easy. Let me lay you down in bed. I'll be back in a couple hours. I think we got a boy. But the bad news is child support's $1 million for each one a week.
So. Yeah, it's like being a king back in the medieval days. Yep. Just like, oh, well, she can't give me an heir, so I'm just going to fuck whoever until I get one.
But the difference is that king didn't have to pay child support. Kobe Bryant will owe a lot of money.
That's true.
So fast. Like I think Dwight has like $25,000 a month he has to pay or something like that.
That's why he's going to try and play until he's like 40.
Yeah, that's why he was freaking out. Like, hey, you can't play anymore. He's like freaking out. No, I have to play. I'll do anything.
Whatever you want me to do, I'll be a good person. No, you won't.
Just don't take away the only source of income I'll ever have because I'm not going to be a color commentator.
I'm so glad that DeMarcus Cousins tore up his knee again.
Coach Howard. I'm going to be Coach Howard. No.
No, you ain't.
Yeah, he done. He done.
He gone.
If he doesn't stay here and do his thing, he gone. Why is there a blonde chick on that college rankings?
That's Jim's Jameson. It says, what happened to Jim's Jameson?
Perfect.
We can't look away.
Advertisements are so great.
They know me so well.
Oh, I know what happened to her. She's on Instagram, and she's a keto diet specialist.
Really?
Yep. She was on Yahoo News for like 2 days in a row. I was like, go away.
She did put on some pounds.
Is the keto a real high protein diet?
No.
Like she's used to?
God damn it, Chris.
Oh, damn, that was good.
Yeah, yes, it was.
Joke of the week.
If we only had it.
Right.
But I don't know. I don't think Michael even listens anymore. That's probably why. Well, I did notice our listens have gone up since Michael stopped. So.
Oh, well, good.
Could be another. Lots of things happened all at once. So I don't know what affected what. But pretty excited about it. Chris, did you go see It too yet?
No, I'm seeing that this weekend.
Are you?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's going to be fucking awesome.
I might get to see it tomorrow, fingers crossed.
Are you going tomorrow?
Maybe, because Caitlin is leaving me for the next 5 days. So I will be without Caitlin on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So I get to take care of Connor all by myself every day.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it's a long time. I was like, oh, okay, this is going to be fun. So I was like, well, I'm going to go see it. And she was like, I guess I can't argue with that.
So, yeah. And I'm going to go get drunk.
Yep. I go to the movie tavern. Come pick me up.
Because I can't drink at all while you're gone.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? It's a lot to worry about.
Yep. If something happens, you got to be able to drive.
7 o'clock. No, I'll just call 911. I could just see the cops show up. I got one of those velvet hammers in my hand. I'm like,
all right, do your thing.
Yep, take him out. I'll wait till I sober up. Nah, we're going to be fine. But I'm excited about it, I guess. It just sucks because, like, he's at a good age. Like, he's fun to play with, but it's nothing I can really take him to do. Or, like, father-son time.
Right.
Let's go to the Rangers game. 30 seconds in, he's like, I'm dead.
Why is it so high?
It's like, God, let's go to watch this game together. And then he sits on the couch for 30 seconds and gets down and leaves. It's like, oh, the only thing he wants to do is come in the office and play with everything.
Right.
Nice.
He'll be like, let's open all these pops. No, Connor. No.
Just get him some dummy pops.
Yeah. I keep meaning to do that. I need to do that and buy some dummy figures that he can open too.
Yeah. Just go to Big Lots and just get a few of them.
It's not a bad idea. I need to do it. But yeah, I'm stoked about it too. It looks awesome. You watched the first one. Y'all watched it in our apartment.
Oh, yeah, it was good.
I'm so excited about Bill Hader. Pumped about it. And did you know that Jenna Fisher and Angela, I can't think of her name now, Angela from The Office, are starting an Office podcast?
Really?
Yeah. Yep, it's called Office Ladies. It'll be released on October 16th.
Nice. What is the theme?
The Office. They're going to talk about the show, like behind the scenes, blickety blah, blah, blah.
Nice. Who slept with who?
Yeah.
God, I hope so. Given the deets. Yeah, like, it's weird because we've been doing a podcast for 4 years, 5 years or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I get uncomfortable when I see it out in the medium like that. When two celebrities are like, hey, I'm going to start a podcast. It makes me uncomfortable. There was an episode of American Dad where they did a podcast. It made me uncomfortable. And they did this shit in Mom. Do you know that show Mom with Anna Faris?
Yeah.
Oh, God. It made me so... I was like, I'm going to quit podcasting because of this. The daughter's like, I started a podcast. It's about my drunk mom and blah, blah. I was like, oh, my God. And she sat down. They turned the recorder on. I was like, oh, this is making me so uncomfortable. I don't know why. It just does. I was like, oh, so uncomfortable.
Did you ever listen to the Ron Burgundy podcast?
I listened to 35 seconds of the first episode.
Terrible.
What the fuck was that? Yeah. God damn. He was like, this is the part where the ad goes in. And he just, I was like, I'm out.
I don't want no more.
I couldn't. Yeah, I couldn't handle it. Could not handle it. And I love when I can do that to a podcast. When I'll turn it on and listen to about 45 seconds, I'm like, I'm out. You lost the listener because you sound like shit.
Yeah, what's the Will Ferrell baseball thing? That was bad. That was bad.
That was terrible. What a letdown.
It was so bad.
Like, it didn't show him doing anything.
Yeah.
Showed him wearing different jerseys.
Pretty much. He didn't even play third base because they were afraid he was going to get killed. He's like, he's third base coach.
Yeah. God, that was such a letdown.
I forgot about that. I was pissed.
Because I watched that when it first came on. Like, I stayed up, got all ready, got the popcorn ready, you know, like, oh, I've been waiting for this. What a letdown. What a fucking... I'm mad now. That was so terrible. I feel that there's another one of those coming on, too. Well, like, the first Andy Samberg, the tennis one, 7 days in Hell, was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And the bicycle one was stupid. I was like, oh. And then that's why they didn't let him do another one. But I'm super excited for Between Two Ferns movie that'll be coming out Friday.
Nice.
That's what I'll be doing, drinking beer, watching that while Connor's asleep. Woo! Did we talk about that last week, right?
Yeah, we talked about it last week.
Cannot wait, dude. It comes out this Friday. It's going to be a Netflix marathon.
Hell yeah.
God. It looks so funny. You killed Matthew McConaughey. He's dead?
This is after you watched Carmen Sandiego, though,
right? He died for a minute, and then he came back to life. But he did die for a minute. Will Ferrell's in that. That's what made me think about it. He's his agent.
You know, Matthew McConaughey is an actual teacher now, a professor.
Well, he's sort of a teacher.
Yeah, what's he teaching? How to not wear a shirt?
I think it's like film theory.
Yeah, that's fake. It's a fake class. How can he teach theory of film?
That's one that all the football players end up going to.
Yep, all those athletes. Well, that's weird. I got a lot of athletes in here. African studies.
All right, all right, all right.
American, what is it? American culture. It's like when you see the class list. I tell you, if you're out there wondering what I'm talking about, there's a Bryant Gumbel thing, that old smart guy. And he did a thing with college athletes that will graduate with a college degree, a bachelor's degree, still can't read.
Right.
Because they just push them through. And they're like letting them graduate with African studies or American, like, weird stuff. They're just making stuff up. It's like, God, these poor kids. And there was one of these dudes who, of course, had kids. Low income. Seems to be a result of low income. It's having multiple children that you can barely take care of. But he was learning how to read with his son. It's like, oh.
Damn. That's fine.
Felt bad for him. The system letting him down. But don't worry, because he was at every football game getting hit in the head. About to have a concussion. I think it was a Tar Heel, too. I think it was showcasing Duke and UNC, University of North Carolina. I'm not 100% on that, but it was a pretty good thing, and it made me feel bad for some college athletes, especially if they don't help you.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah, yeah, you should watch it. It's on HBO or Showtime. Which one's Bryant Gumbel on?
HBO.
Okay.
Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel.
Ah, he does some sick things, man. Like, not gross, but like... It's like, oh, that's real. That's disappointing. Like, he gets down in the dirt. Ah, way to ruin my day, Bryant Gumbel. And that's what I thought when I watched that. I was like, damn. Then I'm reminded that my life is not that bad. It never has been. And I need to quit whining. I need to quit whining. Rhoda, you sent me a new Adam Ruins Everything today.
I did.
Was that a teaser for the new season?
Yeah, on True TV, which I don't know if I have.
That sucks. I'm sure it's coming on Netflix, but
I'm stoked.
Yeah, the one you sent about musicians and where their money comes from was pretty cool. And if y'all guys haven't Googled Adam Ruins Everything, what are you listening to this podcast for? Adam is the best. Yeah, I'm pretty stoked, though. I didn't even know that was coming. Was anywhere close. Whew. What's this last beer you're drinking?
So I got another beer from Turning Point, and I guess this would be kind of their flagship.
Oh, yeah.
It's their DDH Galaxy.
I thought the Texas one...
It's probably this one or the other one.
What's the Texas one called?
Was it Dollar Sign Texas?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah,
I forget what the actual...
Dollar
Sign Texas. I forgot about that.
We've had that on the show before. I don't remember where it came from. This looks more like all the New England IPAs everybody drinks. This looks like pure...
It tastes like a lot of the New England IPAs.
Does it?
Yeah.
I'm telling you what, we made a huge mistake by mixing this with those. Like, my tongue is like... Bleh.
Yep. It's like, I'm done.
After drinking that Mosaic, it doesn't want anything. Well, plus the two I have in the refrigerator, Sit Down and Velvet Hammer.
Right.
That's all American IPA stuff. None of that's fancy. So that's all I've been drinking, and then I'd go back to this. I'm like, that's all juicy and weird. What do you think, Chris?
It's pretty good. Really cold. It's a good porter.
Ah, there Perfect. It is. There it is.
It's pretty roasty. I don't know why.
Roasty on the top. Yeah, I'm a fan. I would drink it. I'm a fan of all their stuff. Like I said, I need to scrape the Mosaic off of my tongue, and then I'd be like, hey, I missed you.
Yeah, I need to go back when I can actually sit down and actually try some beers.
Yeah, because they have some other stuff too. They actually have a sour, or I don't know if they do when you
were Berliner Weiss.
Yeah, they had a sour and they had some other stuff. I was like, oh, I thought all you guys did was IPAs. Nope, don't listen to the interwebs. They had that Endgame stout that was based on Avengers, but Ian had bought it all.
Bastard.
He's smart. He buys stuff that's good down here and trades it.
Yep.
It's pretty smart. If I had the time and patience to use the post office, which I don't, I never will. That'd be a good gig to get into.
Right.
Nope. I would take my trades. People would send it to me. I'd be like, sweet. Never send out their beer. They'd be like, hey, you going to send that? I'd be like, oh.
Yeah, it's in the mail.
I'm not going to the fucking post office. What's the tracking number? I'd be like, 1Z9er.
Ampersand.
Did I hear a niner in there? No. Were you calling from a cordless? No, walkie-talkie. Oh, no, he says, were you calling from a walkie-talkie? No, it was cordless. Shut up, Richard.
Your head has a thick candy shell on it.
Yep, that's. Oh, melted chocolate in the dashboard. That really ups the resale value. I think you're going to be okay here. Then with thick candy shell. Oh, God. Something else in your mouth, not your hand. Let's do a Tommy Boy podcast.
Okay.
I would do that all day. I haven't watched either one of those Tommy Boy or Black Sheep in a long time.
Well, Tommy likes Swingy.
I think they're on Netflix.
Are they?
Yeah.
Tommy likey. Tommy want wingy. When he sells to that old bitch. Now, Helen, we're both in sales. No,
I
don't
know. I killed it.
Let me tell you why I suck as a salesman. And he take my twist its little head off.
Just send that to Jay.
Jay is also a salesman.
Sort of.
Oh man. So Apple TV announced their price at $4.99.
Ooh.
$5.
Are you gonna get it?
Fuck no.
What? You don't wanna see that thing that you
I do wanna see that, but I'm gonna let someone rent it from Blockbuster for me.
Gotcha.
No.
Fair enough.
What show is it?
That Steve Carell and Jennifer Aniston morning. Like, I really, really, really want to watch that.
Yeah. Is Adam Sandler in that too?
I fucking hope not. That's why everybody should cancel their Netflix thing. They should cancel it and be like, get rid of Adam Sandler and we'll come back. That'd be awesome. Because I think he signed a new deal with him. He's got four or five more.
More Netflix movies?
I'm just going to keep cranking them out,
holy
man.
Shit.
Like they said, the Jennifer Aniston one in him was a huge hit. I'm like, no, it wasn't. The movie was terrible. What's wrong with you people?
But that's what's wrong with y'all?
That's the thing with Netflix, though. You can, they don't even have to tell if you like it or not. They just see that it gets 80 million views. They're like, win.
Yep.
It's true.
Win. Ugh. They get better ratings than, you know, TV does. They've got accurate ratings. Yeah, I don't want to watch any more Adam Sandler shit, dude. None. Ugh. None, none, none.
Only the old stuff.
So you don't want to watch Click 2?
Caleb was probably the only one he ever did that was any good. Somebody that was in that died. I don't remember. Because I was, yeah, like, weird. Anyways, that was a weird movie. Who gave him the remote in Bed Bath and Beyond?
This was the Beyond.
Who was that? You know,
it was that guy that died. It was a comedian, wasn't it?
Maybe.
David Hasselhoff, that's what it was.
He is still alive. But David Hasselhoff's the one that gave him the remote?
No.
No.
Come on, Chris. It was like Rich Carlin or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought somebody died. I don't know. And I remember his dad was Henry Winkler from Happy Days. And I also remember that his kid grew up to be someone like Jonah Hill or something.
There's Jonah Hill.
Yeah, Jonah Hill's in it.
Jesus Christ, I've got good memories for nothing, man. If I could remember anything like I remember movies, we'd all be rich. If I could just count cards, man. I'd just go to Vegas and just be like loaded rich. Bam!
It may be Christopher Walken. Christopher Walken may have been the guy that gave
Yep, you're right. No, you're right. Yeah, that's who it is. Still not the person that died, though. But
let's say, I didn't know Christopher Walken died.
His dad dies in that movie because he keeps fast forwarding. I want to fast forward to my next promotion. Fast forward. And then his dad's dead. He's like, I missed everything because you were in such a hurry to get your promotion. That's a life lesson in that movie.
Yep.
Yep. That was about to take a dark turn there. That was actually a real life lesson that someone wrote a blog about that made it on the news. They had twins. One of them passed away. And the dad wrote an entire blog about how he wasted so much time at work and missed just... It's like, oh, damn. So now after that happened, he went to his job and said, hey, this is the way it's going to fucking be. God damn it. Or I quit. And they've laid it all out. And now he's at home a lot more with nice. The other child. It's like, ugh. I don't like thinking about it. I'm sure you can relate to me. I don't like thinking about any of that business. None of it. It's like, oh, yeah. Ugh. Click. Yeah, good movie.
Check it out.
All of it. Like, Happy Gilmore is still in Billy Madison. And people love Billy Madison. I like parts of it. I don't love that movie.
Yeah? You don't love Chris Farley?
That I see parts of it. That's why I was trying to be careful there. There's like some of it I just don't. Ugh.
Veronica Vaughn.
One hot piece of ace.
Trust me, I know from experience. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
No, like I said, I do like a lot of it. So, I mean, in the end, when he reads that book, The Puppy Who Could, and goes off and off, and then that guy's like, what you just said has made us all dumber.
Yeah.
I love that.
I award you no points. May God have mercy on your soul.
Oh, God.
What was that one Adam Sandler movie where he stabbed himself in the toe, or he got his butler to stab him in the toe?
Fucking Mr. Deeds.
Mr. Deeds.
Then there's the guy from Transformers.
Yep.
And then he gets all the money.
Ugh. Another bad movie series. What a joke Transformers is.
What about Big Daddy? You love Big Daddy.
Big Daddy's all right.
Waterboy, you love Waterboy.
No.
And Little Nicky.
Cannot. Both of those are where he uses voices, and I don't know how anybody can watch it.
Yeah.
The Little Nicky voice is worse than Waterboy, though. And it, like, about, hey guys, I'm Little Nicky. I'm like, how the fuck do you watch an hour and a half of this movie? Oh! Woo!
What about Spanglish? That got a lot of awards.
Oh, never finished it.
Mm.
That's true, actually. Jack and Jill, never finished it. The one where
how did that go to theaters?
The hairdresser.
That was a Netflix special. How did that get to theaters?
Oh, don't mess with Zohan.
Because they thought he was gold, man. They thought that dude, and they think him and Drew Barrymore is like, I don't even know a famous Hollywood couple. That
you didn't like The Longest Yard with Nelly.
With Nelly. Michael Irvin, pretty good.
Courtney Cox looked really good in the first of that movie. That's all, because that was right at Friends height, I believe. And I was like, "Damn, Courtney Cox, what's up?" Yep. That's bad. That's what I remember about that movie.
Was That's My Boy any good?
I actually did like that one, and that's because Sandberg is the star. And yes, guess what? Adam Sandler uses a fucking voice the entire movie.
Funny People wasn't terrible.
Didn't like. Well, I love the scene with Eminem. I cry laughing every time I watch that. The fuck you looking at? And he goes off on him. That is one of my favorite. We're going to watch that when this is over. We're going to watch that scene. Coneheads. I don't remember him being in Coneheads.
I don't remember him being in Coneheads at all.
I don't remember him being in Benchwarmers either.
You say Benchwarmers?
Yeah. Or I can see it from here. Or Deuce Bigelow. He's not in Deuce Bigelow. That's just related shit.
Yeah,
you're
going
to have to go to the IMDb.
Joe Dirt.
So another one that I did like, though, was Punch Drunk Love. It was one of the only serious movies he did. And I liked The Cobbler, which no one else did, which was weird. It's like, why do I like this and no one else does?
Right, because it wasn't stupid funny.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't Grown Ups 6.
Grown Ups. Oh, the only good thing. That's why Chris Farley died, so he wouldn't be in that movie. Because when he's singing the song about Chris Farley, he's like, if you were still alive, we'd be making Grown Ups 3. I'm like, oh.
Take that, Kevin James.
They brought back the Bears skits, though. The Bears guys. Did you see that? And all I could think about was Chris Farley being back. He'd still be in it, and it'd be awesome.
Now it's Peyton Manning.
Yep. Oh, come on, Chris. Read us some movies. What do we got?
I got Blended.
Fuck that shit. Stupid movie. That's just, that is the Brady Bunch goes on vacation.
I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry. I remember that one. That was pretty good. I like that one.
You had to take Adam Sandler as a tough guy. Remember, he was the tough big hero guy.
Right.
I'm a tough dude. And he uses an accent in that movie too. It's fucking terrible.
Anger Management, that was good.
That was all right. You got another one, Chris. You get a point. Point for Gryffindor.
So I like Mr. Deeds.
I hate that fucking movie.
I don't even know what Dirty Work is.
You don't know Dirty Work?
Dirty Work!
We were watching that after
Did you
the
watch
show.
Tin Cup? That was your homework.
I completely forgot about that.
You are fired. You can't come back until you watch Tin Cup. But now you got to watch Dirty Work because that movie is amazing.
It's sick,
dude.
It's dirty, it's their job.
Oh my God, dude. You will cry. If you have any lifesavers, you should eat a lifesaver and then watch that movie. You will cry laughing the whole time. Gummies.
Chris.
Lifesavers.
Gummies.
Ah, yes.
Colorado special.
That was one time.
Chris.
Holy shit. Yeah, Dirty Work, man. I love that movie.
When was that made?
98. What does it say?
98.
Boom!
That was right before Something About Mary.
It was in our locker room every day, was Dirty Work. Remember that? You go eat lunch in there and Dirty Work would be playing?
Yep.
On VHS.
Or that remix with the NBA plays. The music videos.
Oh, God. Oh, God. VHS, dude. Just
and the very first thing that Adam Sandler was in on the IMDb was The Cosby Show.
I'm going to find that on YouTube right after we're done, too. I want to see that crap. What's the first actual movie there?
Looks like Going Overboard.
Oh, yeah. Watch that. It's fucking horrible. He ends up on a gay cruise, and he's not gay. That's the whole... What's the plot? Read the plot.
Oh, no. That's like...
A struggling young male comedian takes a mental job on a cruise ship where he hopes for his big chance to make it in the world of the cruise ship comedy.
Yep. Okay, maybe they're not gay. I think they are. I can't remember, though. So that was in, like, remember when DVDs first came out and Walmart had dollar bins? That was in the dollar bin.
Damn.
I definitely bought it and was like, ooh.
Oh, God, what did I do?
Because at that point, it had just been Happy Gilmore. He didn't start tanking until right after Mr. Deeds, in my opinion. That's when it just went. Eight crazy nights. He's like, I'm going to make this cartoon. It just went straight down.
Yep.
We just spent an hour talking about Adam Sandler. $4.99 Apple TV. Are you getting it?
Absolutely not.
Also, Apple's coming out with an arcade. So when you pay $49.99 for the TV, you get a bunch of free apps.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're not. I guess they're not free. You're paying for them, and you get to play games.
Cool.
Pretty interesting thing. And then I had another article today. Water was found for the first time on a potentially habitable planet.
Nice. Yep. Venus.
Nope. This is much, much further away. It's only... Hold on. They're going to... They know water's there. And I don't... People don't make a big deal out of this. It's so weird. They're just like, whatever. It's 650 million miles away.
Yeah. This is just a hop, skip, and a jump.
Yeah. Too far to send a probe right now. So the only option is to wait for the next generation of space telescopes.
Martin House is going to grab that and make a beer out of it.
I hope they do. I really do. So... Up to 50% of the atmosphere of this planet called K2-18b may be composed of water.
Nice.
So, that's nuts. Like, of course, I've never really thought that we were alone, but I mean, that almost all but proves that we aren't.
Yeah, there's no way we're not alone in the universe.
That's cool.
Hell yeah.
Cool. I don't know. I dig it. I like
science fiction. Yeah, I can't wait to meet Captain Marvel, too.
We're all gonna die. That's exactly what's gonna happen. And I don't think we talked about the Final Fantasy VIII remaster at all.
Nope.
I wrote that down like 3 weeks ago. I'm gonna buy it. I'm excited about it.
Never played that one, actually. I think I'm gonna buy that.
Let's do it. We can have a playoff and see who. Well, you have no. You're working with Jay all the time right now, right? Still.
Yeah, basically. So, but he's back. He's not on vacation anymore. So.
Oh, so you're back to
evenings or. Taking it up now.
Ugh.
Ugh. You're welcome. You don't have to do the bathroom window.
Yeah, you did. The very tiny bathroom window.
Oh, you helped him with that?
Yeah, because I went over there and brought that pecan wood to start that entryway table.
Hey.
So we did that in the morning, and then we...
That's the Jay typical, hey, come have a beer. Yeah, cool, Jay. Here, help me with this window.
Just hold this.
Let's remodel half my house.
Yeah. Never forget, I made him laugh so hard when I called him out on that. When we all went in the garage, he's like, hey, go ahead and hand me this plywood up here. I was like, I'm not building your fucking basement. Or I'm not decking your garage right now, Jay. And then I helped him. I was joking, but it was fun. But I would always help. I helped a lot on the, not a lot, but I helped on the shack. And he helped me. I'm not a very good worker, though, because I'm not going to lie. I'm physically not, doesn't interest me. My mental stuff does, like building a website or something that interests me. That's hard.
You work with your mind, not your hands.
Yeah. And I do work when I have to. I mean, every Wednesday I have about 2 hours worth of crap to do before everybody gets here.
Right.
It's trash day and I have to go scoop the dog poop out of the yard and do all that garbage. Clean the thing. I had to change the air filters today. House problems, right?
Right.
Yep. Am I right? And then I've got to figure out some other junk, what I'm going to do about this backyard. Our fence is leaning back there because it's a joke. But it should be under warranty, so
right.
I'm going to attack the shit out of it. Fix it! Fix it. Ugh. Anyways. But yeah, no, I want to play Final Fantasy VIII. I never played it either, Chris. I'm right there with you.
Yeah, it should be good. Like I said, the only Final Fantasy I've ever finished is 7 and 10.
Right.
Both phenomenal games.
Those are the worst ones.
Four and six, I think, is the ones that I've... If you go by the correct numbering, not the American numbering.
Right.
I think it's 4 and 6. It's 2 and 3 here, but I think it's 4 and 6 in the series. I think I beat both of those, and I love them. And I beat 6 probably 30 times. Love that game so much.
I'm still not sure if this is a thing or like an April Fool's joke, but I heard that KFC is coming out with a dating sim.
I hope it's real.
Where you like...
I know Facebook added dating to their apps.
Mm. What was that?
Facebook did?
Yep. Yep. Good idea. Just hop on someone's Facebook. Hey, I want to date you. I'll do it right now. What's up?
It's super creepy.
Yeah, the Colonel looks just all anime-ish.
Oh,
really
shit.
Weird.
That can't be real.
Hey, if anybody is looking for a serving job, you should reach out to Funky Picnic right now. That is awesome. Hell yeah.
Finally, KFC makes a Denny game. That's the headline.
Yeah.
Do it.
That's so weird.
Wait, isn't that like super popular over in Japan as like dating
sims?
Oh,
yeah. Dating sims are...
Yeah, because you don't do it for real.
Ridiculous.
You pretend to date. They like being single over there. They like just playing games and walking and eating rice. They're so healthy. So jealous. So on my Samsung, there's a competition for anybody that can sign up for walking. The top 100,000 people are always Asian. Because they walk everywhere. So
it's
like
a pedometer type thing?
Yeah. I'm so jealous of them. I'm like, I would love to get 9 million steps in a month.
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm over here kind of struggling as a fat American that likes fried chicken. Oh, damn it, I'm now that person wearing my Under Armour, my fried chicken in my hand. Hey, where are you going? Where's your mashed potatoes?
Where's my Popeye's chicken sandwich?
Goddamn. Yeah, I'm shooting people over it, and I'm fighting to get 20,000 steps a week. No, these people are nuts, dude. Yeah, there's literally people that get millions of steps. I'm like, all right. I don't think they're faking it. I mean, it just counts from your phone. It's not like you could... I mean, you'd have to sit there all day like this.
Well, you could put it in a paint can shaker.
Yeah. That'd be kind of boring, but yeah. I mean, if you really want it. But I don't think that many people would do it. Like, here, I'll go see what the standings are right now. So, this month so far, I have 95,209 steps. I am in 371,709th place.
Damn.
Perfect. You're almost there.
I'm right about the middle of the pack is what it says. And when you go in here and you go to the rankings, and so the first place guy right now has 1 million steps. And it is Yossi. Y-O-S-I.
Yossi.
Yeah, and then like this dude has actual Asian name.
And when did the timer reset?
Every month.
Jeez.
So, Jesus, it's like... I'm halfway through the month. He's got 1 million steps already.
Yeah.
Damn.
Intense, man. I wish I had the... Like I said, they walk everywhere. I mean, sure. They don't even have cars. It's pretty cool. Well, not... I mean, some of them do, but they don't have to. They just live close, I guess, not close to where they work and walk. And they eat very healthy because they don't have all the processed shit that we do. They have, like, no processed foods. So
it's all that kimchi.
I guess. Raw fish and stuff. None of it's even cooked.
Poke.
No sugar in our diet. And we're over here just slurping on sugar. It's so good.
And beer.
Sugar. Yeah. Well, they have sake, but it's like rice wine. I mean, that's clean.
It is disgusting.
No, I've always found them. Culture fascinating. They don't have guns. They don't have mass shootings. They have mass stabbings, though. They get those quite a bit.
Yeah.
A little frightening.
Which usually will cause more death than guns will. Sometimes.
I get... Anyways. That ends my Asian culture lessons for everybody today.
Harakiri.
Yeah, I think... But yeah, I'm excited about that. And I'm also excited about a little piece of news that came through the wire today.
Oh, Dak Prescott got his new contract?
No. 180 to 200 GameStop stores are going to be closing.
Ooh. Get all those GameStop exclusives.
Hurry up. What about my store credit?
Yeah, you better use it if you got it.
They gone.
Fuck those ripping off motherfucking assholes.
Yeah, they are.
Yep. Whatever. I hope it's not ThinkGeek as well. It probably is. I didn't see ThinkGeek was involved. It just said GameStop is shutting down 180 to 200 stores, but they have 90 stores within a 2 mile radius of your house. So
yep.
They could close 200 stores in the DFW area. And this said nationwide. So I'm sure like it's not that many.
Right.
But it's a failed business model because they rip you off. And then when you trade out the game, they rip you off.
Right.
You buy a new game, they rip you off. It's like nothing's good about it. And then I read that like 6 months ago, they had put a shift to toys. That was their new focus. I was like, not on the ones I go in. Mm-hmm. They still say, hey, you want to pre-order something? And the toys are way in the back, and they only have like a tiny little thing of them. So, no, not buying that. Whoever did that rollout in this area did a terrible job because it's still just a pile of junk. I haven't traded a game in GameStop in 3 years, 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Here's this game, $2. I'm like, just going to keep it because I can play it whenever I want to.
Right.
Take my $2 off of a $60 game. Good job.
Plus, everybody's just buying digital now.
I love digital. People hate it. I love it. Love it, Chris. Love it, love it, love it. I love not having to get off my couch to switch games. That's that American thing again. Yeah, with my fried chicken. Hey, can you get up and switch the game? Nah, I'll find something on here that's digital.
All right.
So I feel bad. Kalen bought me 2 games for Christmas, and I haven't played them much because I have to switch the disc. And one of them is that NBA game, like NBA Jam.
Yeah.
And it's an awesome game, but I have to get up and switch the disc. It's like, God damn. If this was digital, I'd probably have 7 to 8 more hours in it if it was digital.
Right.
So I told her, I was like, I love you. Next time, just get a gift card.
Yep. Makes sense.
Then I'll just wait for the sale and buy it. Because she bought me Red Dead, too, but I have not had that kind of time in my day.
Yeah, that'd be a tough one to start right now.
Yep. Which I might do that this weekend. Connor, let's play Red Dead together.
You're going to love it. Look at the horses.
Wholesome.
Yeah. Wholesome. Wholesome. Did you figure out if that dating sense, is it real, Chris?
From all the stuff I looked up today, it's saying that it is just a hoax, but, I mean, it looks real. I mean, it's going to come out on Steam, so.
Play it. Play it.
September 24th.
Huh.
Do you see the new Monopoly game?
There's a new Monopoly game?
Miss Monopoly.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Rody wants to walk a fascinating line there, sir. You sure about this turn you're about to take? The women get paid more than the men do in this game. So if you're playing with girls, they're going to get more money than you do.
When you pass go?
I'm not sure. I didn't read all the details. It just said women get paid more.
Oh, that's equal.
Equality is equality, Chris.
The original game didn't even give men more money. What the fuck? That's so stupid.
But here, I got some good news, Chris. This will cheer you up. Deep Ellum Brewing, a place that we all know and love, even though they sold out, has released a Blind Lemon hard seltzer for us to go get today.
A Blind Lemon?
Yeah. So it's
like
it's,
the band?
I guess so.
But Blind Melon, but
it's
yeah.
Blind Lemon.
It's Blind Lemon. Oh, the band's Blind Melon, yeah. But it's a Blind Lemon, dude. It's got the seltzers that we love.
Hell yeah.
And you guys saw the White Claw shortage that we created.
Right.
Fuck yeah, we're the...
You're welcome.
I saw that and I was like, there's no way the timing with the release of our episode and everybody that was like, oh my God, I can't wait to try this, that we did not cause that.
I love almost flavorless water. Carbonated flavorless water.
And what's bad is so many people are talking shit about White Claw that there's a shortage of White Claw.
Right.
Because everybody's like, I can see what all this negative hype is about.
I mean, if there's a shortage, just get LaCroix and then pour some vodka in it. It's the same thing.
Yeah, soda water. Yeah.
Sure.
That stuff in the blue bottle. I still, no one believes me either. When we were at the draft, somebody was like, hey, got a couple White Claws. I was like, dude, they're fine. I'll drink one. And he was like, really? I was like, yeah, they're not that bad.
Have you seen my shirt?
It's like,
of course I love White Claw.
Have you seen all the memes? They're for pussies. I'm like, God. It's like it's not that bad. I mean, it's not my go-to, but it's just...
I know how to interact with society based upon memes that are coming out.
Oh, it's so funny, man. I love it.
Yeah, that mango one's surprisingly not that bad.
Chris, they're all gross.
You're a pussy now. How do you feel? Do you feel... labiaed.
Do I feel labia?
Do you taste that metallic taste? That's labia.
Yeah, that comedian and the White Claw stuff, and he's like, blah, the White Claw, shh, drink the White Claw.
Ugh,
and then you see that meme where the girl's like bent over and the light's coming off of her, and it says, once the basic white bitch has her White Claw.
God bless.
Oh, God. Someone should take all those Snickers commercials and just redo them with a White Claw. Calm down. You haven't had a White Claw. Drink it and feel better. Brody, calm down. You're not yourself when you haven't had a White Claw.
There's no hole in this wall. Get Brody a White Claw.
And I saw something weird yesterday. The I Am Craft Beer hashtag. Mallory was sharing it and a couple other people were sharing it. I didn't know what that was. But of course, it led to people making fun of craft beer drinkers.
Right.
I saw Jesse. I hope you listen to this, Jesse. Attack IPA drinkers.
I just like pumpkin spice.
Dick, yeah. And then I saw a couple others of people like, craft beer. And there was a news story that said craft beer cures alcoholism, turns it into a hobby. I was like, oh my God. Oh my God.
It's probably true.
Yeah. I'm not a drunk, honey. I'm just trying them all, like Pokemon. Gotta catch them all.
Gotta try them all. As long as you're IPAs.
Oh, my God.
I don't have a problem. It's called a flight, and it's classy.
I just like the way it tastes and the way it makes me feel. It's not a problem at all.
No, I don't care. It's 11 o'clock in the morning. Fuck you.
God damn it. Yeah, that's only on Sundays, though, Rody. I'm good.
That's true.
It's for brunch only.
Yes.
Brunch only. Drunk shopping. That is the best. All right, guys. I think that about wraps it up. What do you think?
Yep.
Wraps it up like a Magnum condom.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
Brought to you by Chris.
I have to use the finger ones at the finger aisle.
The finger ones.
Finger condoms. Oh, that would be pathetic. Welcome to my life. That's a Simple Plan song, for the record. Do you ever feel like breaking down? Do you ever feel out of place? God damn it. Thank you, 18-year-old. Oh, we shouldn't do that. We should all go back and find songs that we liked that we were emotional to and play them. Because that's one of mine. Anyways, so I think we'll see you guys next time. Later on MJ's.
Sorry, we have to go.
Have to go.
Today is over and done.
It's done.
Next week is close, but not too close.
Not too close.
So think about next week.
Think about next week.
We'll be back next time, but not too soon.
Not too soon.
So we don't get too
old.
The show is over and done.
It's
for
done
now. But when we come back, it will be good.
It will be good.